Hi, everyone. Welcome to Contrary to the Culture. I am your host, Jaysa King. This podcast has been created solely to explore the depths of cultures around the nation. We will have interviews from experts, challenge the mainstream ideas surrounding the cultural identities in our society, as well as make sure we touch on misconceptions we have about one another. All episodes are brought to you on Tuesdays at 3 p.m. on all major podcast platforms, not to mention my website, audacityofwomen.com. There, under the podcast tab, you can find transcripts from every episode. In order to know how we're doing, I need you to show us some love. Hit that subscribe button, like this video, comment your experiences, but most importantly, turn on your notifications so you don't miss any of the episodes. Now that that's done, let's jump into our episode. And how y'all doing, guys? We're going to jump right into this topic. So with our first episode, I wanted to really touch on what is contrary to the culture. I decided to jump on and start this podcast because me and my husband would have so many conversations about the culture. I've been taking classes for my mental health master's for a very long time, it feels like. And the last class I had was on culture. And the crazy thing about it, I didn't realize the different things that I had to address with myself before taking a class, right? And what I mean by that is when you're kind of going through life, you have this idea of what culture is, what other people are experiencing, and you really don't know what the hell you're talking about. So I figured, why not do a complete podcast that is breaking down everything that we think we know about our culture and other cultures. So that's essentially what this is going to be. That is where Contrary to the Culture comes from. I also had this crazy segment for a minute on my Facebook page where I was just doing Contrary to Popular Belief. And it was doing that exact thing. It was going against the things that people think is a norm. So with that being said, I can be very long-winded, so I'm trying my best to get to the point and just explain again what Contrary to the Culture is going to be, what you can expect, and we're just going to jump into our next episode. So this first episode, if you want to skip it, is basically going to be a little background on me, on the podcast, and everything you can expect from it, okay? So who am I? I am Jaysa King, as you heard in my intro. I have been doing podcasts for about 4 years, right? On and off. I was a teacher turned stay-at-home mom. Now I'm an amazing wife. Yes, I am an amazing wife. And my life completely changed, y'all. So now I am in a position to where I can completely dedicate my time to my platforms. And one of my platforms is my podcast. So again, with this, I had an idea of really just talking about the things that we don't want to talk about, which are the misconceptions that we do within our own cultures, right? I'm Black. African-American culture, it has its own thing, right? If you live in it, you know what I'm talking about. And there are a lot of things that we like to ignore or dust off and be like, oh, it's just because that's part of who we are, or we try to make excuses. And I don't feel like we need to continue to do that. So I keep saying so. Hopefully I'm going to take this out when I edit. What I need from this podcast is for people to really take on accountability. Okay. I'm going to be as real as possible. The experts or people that I bring on as my guests, I hope have the audacity to be as real as possible. But if not, you know, I'm going to be calling them out. And my goal is to not burn any bridges. No promises. My view on culture in the world is pretty interesting, right? So as a Black woman, it seems like people expect you to have one type of mindset when it comes to your culture or things that you do. And when you don't do that, it seems to ruffle a lot of feathers. When I decided to do this, I was a little nervous, but having more conversations again with my husband, understanding how my perspective has changed, I figured it was really important for me to take that step and be the one to do it. Because you always hear men coming out and making these crazy podcasts and having these rash opinions that challenge authority. And it's kind of taken like women are going to be so aggressive against the change. But then when you have someone that's willing to talk about it and has a completely different mindset, it shakes the world. essentially, that's my goal. I want to shake the world and piss a lot of people off. With that being said, when it comes to my culture, I am huge on accountability. I cannot sit here and continue to claim everything Black. I cannot continue to claim everything as victimization, oppression, everything that we know has happened, and not acknowledge the beautiful things that we have been able to accomplish in spite of them. With that being said, I would say that I really want to focus on the light and kind of get away from the negative. And a lot of people may say, oh, that's not necessarily negative, that's your history, so on and so forth, however you want to take it. But for me, I think it's negative. I think it is a self-rejecting in a way, because you're rejecting your own progression. You're rejecting your own value because you just refuse to see the positive or see the light that is in front of you. And I'm against it. Do I think the world is fucked up? Yes, I do. Is this podcast going to be for children? No, it is not. So if you're not ready for what I have to say, it's cool. Move on. However, when it comes to the world, I think we all have different stories that we need to hear. And that's exactly what I plan to do with my interviews, bringing people from different cultures into the platform in order to really connect and understand how we can kind of bridge the gap, bring out the insights of things that turn out to be exactly the same or completely different from what we're exposed to. Another thing that I would say is you're probably going to see a lot of women on this platform. Why is that? It's not because I'm against men, but it's a little bit harder to get men to come on here and talk to a woman, especially when they're trying to be taken serious. That is just my experience. I could be wrong. Now, will my husband be on here? Yes. Could it be seen as biased? Probably. But that's neither here nor there. I am going to try my best to get as many variations of people on here as possible. But so you have a heads up, I do have a lot of women guests scheduled, and they have a lot of different stories, but that's what you're going to see. Lastly, before we jump into this next episode, guys, I want to make sure you understand where we started. We started from a point of being in that linear mindset. And when I say we, I mean me. I mean me to a point where I didn't even realize how linear my mindset was, how uncompromising I was when it came to my culture. Now I have a triracial son, and understanding what comes with being his mother has been absolutely wild. I guess you can say this is going to be a little biased because I have completely removed my empathy for people that are not willing to look towards the future. So again, if this doesn't sound like the podcast for you, no harm, no foul. Thank you for taking this episode to finding out if it is. If you're interested, if I intrigue you, if I challenge your mental state, please go on to episode 2, where we will be touching on colorism in California. I will definitely give you some background when we get there. Again, thank you so much. This is Contrary to the Culture. All right, that was our episode. Thanks so much for listening to Contrary to the Culture. Again, I am your host, Jaysa King. You can find full show notes from today's episode at audacityofwomen.com under the podcast tab. Let's connect on Instagram at justjaysapodcast. There you will find clips from our various segments and more information about yours truly. If you're loving the podcast, I'd be so honored if you go ahead and hit that subscribe button and leave me a review. Until next time.